This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had a simple message for his Western allies at a donor conference Friday in Germany. He said, speed up your arms deliveries. Speaking by video link to the gathering at the U.S. Air Force's Ramstein Air Base, where Ukraine's allies have gathered to discuss the best way to help Ukraine, Zelensky said the allies need not to bargain about different numbers of tanks, but to open that principal supply that will stop evil. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin told the donor nations they need to dig even deeper, calling it a decisive moment for Ukraine. The meeting included representatives from 50 countries, including all NATO members. The United Nations said Friday its first humanitarian convoy has reached the area around the Ukrainian salt mining town of Soledar, which has seen some of the fiercest fighting in eastern Ukraine in recent weeks. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Spokesman Jens Laerke says supplies from the three-truck humanitarian convoy, which departed from Dnipro, were being offloaded.
It is intended for 800 people who remain in this area, which has been contested, which has seen its fair share of hostilities, and there's widespread destruction. So people are in dire need of aid there. So we are happy that this convoy has indeed reached.
He says more convoys are expected in the days ahead. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
New Zealand's Labour Party has said in a statement that Chris Hipkins is set to replace Jacinda Ardern as leader of the Labour Party and as Prime Minister after being the only candidate to be nominated for the role. Ardern resigned suddenly on Thursday. She cited burnout. Hipkins is expected to be confirmed as the new leader on Sunday. This is VOA News. Alphabet, the parent company of tech giant Google, announced Friday it's laying off 12,000 workers across the entire company, cuts reflecting 6% of the company's total workforce. In an email to employees on Friday, the company's CEO said Alphabet saw dramatic growth over the past 2 years and hired new employees for a different economic reality than the one we face today. He said he takes full responsibility for the decisions that led to where the company is today. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Democratic congressional leaders at the White House Tuesday. This according to White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre. Republicans with their newly won House majority want to extract steep spending cuts from Biden and congressional Democrats. They also intend to call on the Treasury to continue making debt and other payments should the government face default without an agreement to raise the borrowing limit. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby confirmed Friday that Brazil's President Lula will visit the White House in February.
I can confirm that we look forward to seeing President Lula early next month.
Kirby added U.S. President Biden is confident of Brazil's democratic institutions when asked about the violent attacks on Brazil's capital on January 8th. Kirby said the United States was happy to support, but did not comment on the investigation, rather. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Friday in Senegal that Russia's war in Ukraine is hitting Africans particularly hard by exacerbating food insecurity and putting an unnecessary drag on the continent's economy. The Church of England has formally apologized for its treatment of the LGBTQ plus people, even as it says same-sex couples will still not be allowed to marry in its churches. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The correction from the church's bishops comes in a report following 5 years of debate on the church's position on sexuality. A statement reads, "We want to apologize for the ways in which the Church of England has treated LGBTQ1 plus people, both those who worship in our churches and those who do not." It goes on, "The occasions on which you have received a hostile and homophobic response in our churches are shameful, and for this we repent. Nevertheless, the Church of England's stance that matrimony is restricted to unions between one man and one woman will remain in place." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sri Lanka has moved closer to securing a $2.9 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund after India extended financing assurances that Sri Lanka needs from its major foreign creditors to get the bailout package. The IMF is critical. The IMF loan is critical for the tiny island country, which is recovering from its worst economic crisis in decades. Marissa Milton.